You're listening to the Greening Out podcast. This show contains profanity, hate for the state, and themes of a libertarian nature. If you are easily offended, please listen to something else. For more, visit greeningoutpodcast.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Katie Green.
Hi, I'm Dan Green. Welcome back to the Greening Out podcast. Now, we are joined again by our good friends, Michael Geisy and James Burnett of survivalpunk.com. Guys, thanks for coming back on the show.
It's great to be back on.
Oh, Rory, Amy, it is great to talk to you guys again.
We always enjoy it. And we've actually been talking, like, we meant to do it much, much earlier.
Our last one spanned over two shows.
Yeah, and we meant to talk about, well, what I was going to say, conspiracy. Because we have a kind of interesting view on it, I think, all of us, you know, because there's four of us here, and, you know, we know that some things are real, like, for example, the Gulf of Tonkin incident was a real incident of a false flag. So we know that those kind of things exist. But we also want to talk about the more hilarious conspiracy theories, like, you know, the Earth is flat and shit. But we...
Those dumb motherfuckers.
Gravity's not real.
And, we'll get there. It's okay, we'll get there. We're still introducing.
Right.
But, so we've obviously... I think we've alluded to different conspiracy theories. We talked about the Titanic one and stuff. I think when I was on your show before. And then, you know, I think Mike brought in a bit about 9/11 before. So we've kind of alluded to them and talked about them a little bit. But we wanted to make a show just like an
dedicated
hour
dedicated to it.
Yeah, let's just get conspiracy theories.
Did you guys have any thoughts, any things that you wanted to bring off straight off the bat?
I know I tried to, like, look up some more obscure weird ones. Like, yeah. I tried really, like, so there's some, like, the FDA in America is surrounded by so many conspiracies and bullshit, but I wasn't able to find enough good research to coherently even talk about anything, except for, like, the rest of the government. It's just corrupt as shit, so kind of a disappointment on that. But yeah, conspiracies.
I know for a fact they use flu vaccinations as mind control.
Oh yeah.
Now, for how do we know that for a fact, Mike?
Well, because one of the reptile people that rule this country told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, that sounds logical enough. Okay.
Well, I guess...
we were discussing how Paul McCartney's been dead for decades.
So do you guys know David Icke, who has come up with that sort of lizard people sort of thing? Do you know that? Are you familiar with kind of who he is?
We did some research and found out about him in a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a football player here, or what you guys would call soccer. And the joke about him, and he makes himself, was he was, like, called Cinderella because he always missed the ball. And, like, the point of the matter was, like, he was actually, like, a sports commentator on the BBC. He was, like, big time. And then he got on this Teddy Wogan show. Teddy Wogan is, like, an old, like...
Big time disc jockey here.
Yeah, and, like, presenter TV presenter.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, and they started talking about all this kind of stuff. This is before he developed the lizard stuff, but talking about Godhead and all this kind of thing, and that's how that David Icke stuff spiraled. So it kind of started in the 90s, which is, some Americans don't know that he was, like, a big TV, like, fixture here.
Now, the thing I wanted to talk about was Marilyn Monroe.
Interesting.
Are you guys familiar with
she was working for J. Edgar Hoover?
No, I don't think I read that. I think it was that she knew too much because she'd slept with so many. Apparently.
Hold on, right. Let's stop right here.
We had Googled this.
Let's stop right here. What's the J. Edgar Hoover thing?
Yeah, okay.
That she was a secret double agent for the FBI that is also spying on the Russians.
Okay. Oh. I didn't know that. I didn't read that. The thing I read, so there's more than one, obviously.
Yeah, using her access.
It seemed like she may have been assassinated. I mean, just from the fact that she was sleeping with, you know, high level people, and, you know, JFK was obviously set up by her own government. That's a damn fact.
Marilyn, please come into the Oval Office so I can debrief you.
Oddly, the things I know about Marilyn Monroe are not conspiracy, really, but the fact that she was a pioneer in the low carb world, Like, I was reading about how she managed to, like, get and maintain her figure that was, you know, famous through history, you know, as being very, very alluring. And she did. She, like, she would wake up and, like, consume heavy cream. It was weird. Kind of disgusting, too. Like, she would wake up and get, like, it was either heavy cream or, like, full fat milk. Mm-hmm. And she'd bring it to, like, a simmer on the stove and then crack an egg in it. So she'd eat an egg in her milk, like, scrambled in the thing. And she'd drink that down while she lifted weights. You know, at the time, like, they were telling women that, you know, if you lift weights, oh, God, you'll get muscular like a man. And that's not what happened to her.
Well, that was just all part of her training in the super soldier program.
And then her dinner would be like steak and veggies. I mean, she was like,
she was paleo. You know, well, yeah. Primal, damn near.
Yeah. I mean, she came across that, you know, carbs are not that good. And it's how she lost her weight and became, you know, fit before that was, you know, even remotely a concept that most people came across. So she was a smart cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting thing.
We've been looking up a few things on her here.
Yeah, and don't you find that it's kind of weird how there's always these whenever like some celebrity dies, there's always kind of this sort of. Well, we're talking about individual celebrity things. I think the one that has the most credence, if I'm being honest, is sort of the JFK one. You know, because it's related to the Marilyn Monroe, because there is so many different documentaries, so much evidence. I think it's the Zapruder film, I believe, if I'm pronouncing his name right.
Zapruder,
that everyone refers to. And I've seen different documentaries and treatments of it, and it's even ones that have, like, were on Netflix that sort of suggested George Bush's, like, George Bush the Senior's. Part in it. I think it was called Dark Legacy, that one. It was on Netflix. I'll try and find it and link it up. But that's one of those ones where it can't be proved, and it's one of those, it's weird ones. What do you guys think about the JFK thing? Because it won't go away.
It was odd that last night we were watching these, we got stuck on YouTube.
I was about to bring
video to video.
I was about to bring this up to see if they'd heard of the Babushka Lady.
The Babushka Lady, yeah. That there was some random lady, like, taking pictures at the, like, during the whole time that JFK was assassinated, there's, like, a random lady out there taking pictures that no one knows who she is, no one knows where the photos went, and no one's seen that lady again.
Yeah, she was standing there calmly while everybody else was freaking out, and she just kept taking pictures. She was looked like an elderly lady wearing a babushka, and she was in a bunch of different shots from other cameras, but nobody could ever find her or the photos she took.
So obviously we assumed it was a time traveler back to, you know.
Obviously.
She was on vacation taking pictures of famous events.
Yeah.
All assassins are time travelers. That's been proven, has it not?
Oh my God.
Dan? No? Okay. All right. Moving on slowly.
I think Bruce Willis tried to prove that one once.
Time assassin.
Time assassin.
I've never seen Time Assassin.
It sounds terrible.
That's a real movie?
No, I thought it was.
Dan thought we were talking about.
I think
like,
that would be
a
great movie.
No, they want you to believe it's a real movie.
Oh yeah,
we're trying to find more stuff on this Dark Legacy sort of.
I know there was just a thing because like, okay, so the Dark Legacy movie was on Netflix for a while, and it kind of suggested that because like George Bush Senior was, you know, part of the CIA and things. I think he was the director or whatever.
I can't remember.
He may have had some kind of involvement in it. And what's kind of interesting at the end, they just bring up this point that, no, maybe it's not the end of Dark Legacy. No, in fact, no, it's not. It's the end of a movie I saw that I can't remember.
That is not helpful to this
conversation.
Sorry,
I found out what it's called. And
it's
I'll make this
that,
work.
There was
a 70s film. Basically, it was that so many material witnesses had either died. Or, like, well, they died or disappeared under mysterious circumstances. And then I'd read some other things where people said that had happened after 9/11 as well.
And the thing is, the chances of that happening to that specific group of people was something like one in a billion chance of, like, all those people in short succession being
just
there that
dying.
Day.
It was weird.
It was strange. Do you guys think there's one big... I think the conspiracy theory of our generation would be 9/11.
Yes, which Mike has a PhD in, damn near.
Would you like to preach a little bit here, Mike?
Mike, what's your
voice? Oh, well, let's see. I don't really know that much about the 9/11 conspiracy theory.
I think you're lying.
Other than the fact that they were completely orchestrated by the U.S. government with George Bush's full knowledge of how everything was going to go out. They sent all the first responder planes out on practice exercises way the hell off the coast to make sure they weren't going to be anywhere near the planes that were going, that were heading straight toward the buildings that they had previously filled with high explosives and the support structures months earlier.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, those buildings and buildings that were barely even touched by falling rubble fell, they fell straight down like pre-planned demolitions.
Oh, well, Building 7, obviously, we are referring to there.
Some people talk at Building 7 and they say, well, there was Building 7. Why would they bother blowing it up? But wasn't there, Mike, a lot of fails in Building 7? How much do you know about Building 7?
Oh, yeah. It was it was full of files that needed to be gotten rid of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then there was the whole cleanup project itself.
FBI and CIA and things like this, as far as I understand.
Oh, exactly. No, I mean, on the books as to what was in Building 7 is one thing. What was really in Building 7, there were still plenty of restricted areas in that most of the employees that even worked there didn't have access to. Mm-hmm. But then there was the cleanup of 9/11 itself. I mean, they started, hauling things out in trucks, in the interest of finding bodies or whatever, getting stuff out of the way. But they basically got rid of all the evidence of the world's largest crime scene without letting investigators really get good looks at it. In other words, they were trying to get rid of all the primer cord and leftover explosive residue before anybody else could find it.
Do you know please tell us how you really feel and don't hold back.
Well, I just thought it was weird how they managed to find parts of the tinnitus passport, but they couldn't find an engine or something, or they couldn't find
anyone's body.
Find any of that stuff.
Yeah, they couldn't find anything. I mean, this stuff can be found. The thing is though, I lack the knowledge to. I mean, I just have a icky feeling about the whole thing. It's far too. Coincidental, mm-hmm. But I don't have the knowledge.
There was a really disturbing documentary we watched by those two French filmmakers who were actually there. Did you ever see that weird documentary? What was it called?
Well, they were the guys, it was just called 9/11. They were the guys that were following around a rookie fireman who got the shot of the first plane going in.
And you've got to wonder, is that...
How convenient is that?
You start thinking conspiratorially. You go, well, is that by accident?
The thing was, I mean, this was a piece that came out, like I say, about a rookie fireman. It's just called 9/11. It was two French brothers that were just doing a documentary about a rookie, and they happened to look up, and that's the infamous only shot of the first plane going in. Mm-hmm. The only shot that actually exists, as far as I know. No, but I'm quite sure that that's the only one.
And me know nothing.
But, that's quite an interesting fact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what else I find is an interesting fact is W himself had accidentally let slip that he had seen the footage of the first plane hitting.
Yeah, he was like, he said, oh, when I saw it happen, I couldn't believe it. But he was in a fucking school reading a fucking children's book to kids, which he kept doing, by the way.
Was there not something as well about the BBC reporting Tower 7 having collapsed a few minutes beforehand? I think
it did.
Yeah.
Exactly. There was all the there's all this evidence has been revealed that the 9/11 plots had been discovered by news agencies, by detectives, by a bunch of different intelligence organizations that had previously warned the government, the United States government, of all this stuff weeks, sometimes months before it happened. Nothing was ever done to prevent it, though.
I think at least you could say, if you're being honest, at least it seems like it was allowed to happen, because I don't believe that it would just be the fact that they're playing war games on that day and the American, defenses would be so inept that they could not take, they couldn't deal with this.
Was it not?
Because see the failures of, is it called NORAD or am I getting that wrong?
Yes, NORAD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you see all the failures that they actually had, and it's funny how all these things, it's just weird. They all seem to happen on days when trainings for that same, sort of outcome was happening.
See, I get upset when stuff like this is, is put off as conspiracy. You know, I just there are things about that day that just don't quite make sense, and I don't know how was that allowed to happen. It just doesn't.
See, to say you're just a conspiracy theorist, that's not an argument. That's just conjecture.
That's just words. That doesn't mean anything. Well, I mean, for someone, they have to present an argument, surely.
Well, the biggest common conspiracy about why it was either orchestrated or allowed to happen.
Money.
The United States government needed something catastrophic to happen in order for them to put in the regulations and rules about wiretaps, monitoring.
The Patriot Act.
Exactly. They needed something to kickstart that. Something like this. Perfect excuse to do that. Plus, they also needed needed an excuse to really invade Iraq and Afghanistan. What did Iraq have to do with 9/11? Not a god dang thing.
They have oil, though. They have all the oil.
They have oil.
And weapons of mass destruction that were never found.
They don't exist.
Those pesky things. Keep going missing.
The sixth up dossier.
What I always got a kick out of was over the next few years after that, those Osama bin Laden tapes that would get released every now and then. If you really paid attention, he kept getting older and younger from tape to tape.
And you know what was really, really interesting? I love the fact that when they finally captured the dude and got him, what do? They just dump him.
Threw him
We're
overboard.
Not going to show you
dump
his
most wanted man in the world.
We just dumped him overboard.
Dump
him and everything's fine.
There was even a video of Saddam Hussein getting hung.
Yeah,
somebody had snuck a smartphone into the room where Saddam Hussein was executed, so I actually got to watch that.
I watched it too, actually. It was disturbing, yeah.
Now, basically, another one of the big theories about that, moving from one conspiracy theory to the other, Osama bin Laden, this is one I've heard, that he had actually already been dead for years. That he had been dead for years. He had already made all these videos previously, under the direct instruction of the U.S. government, which I might add had trained him way earlier in his life and funded his whole campaign to rise him to the power that he had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, we keep sending like special forces people like overseas, and we're like, hey, your country's bad, but like, cause that's what special forces do. They're not like an elite crack fighting team so much as like their purpose is to go into countries without like resources and train the local people how to fight their wars for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they go that, and then they create, you know, what was the first make believe people were fighting?
Taliban.
The Taliban.
Yeah,
so
we created the Taliban.
Well, we had the Mujahideen before that.
It was the Mujahideen sort of.
Bin Laden was part of the Mujahideen the CIA created to fight the basically to fight the Soviets in the 1980s in Afghanistan. Yep. And then it just, and then it became Al Qaeda, and then it's like
Al Qaeda.
So, I mean, right after the 9/11 attacks happened and the accusations started going out toward Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan and the Taliban, the first public statement he made, I had nothing to do with that.
Yep, exactly.
Then, like, within 48 hours, we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you know, this is not something that they would be shy about. They would be proud of that. I mean, you know, it would be a great,
they needed a scapegoat what they need.
Yeah.
Would you remember
they needed a focal point, a common enemy that the entire American public could get behind hating.
Absolutely.
That way, everybody's focused right there. They use their little misdirection acts like any good illusionist to do what they really want to do. Well, everybody's looking over here. They go over here and get away with murder.
You know,
I was just going to say the fact is they do it every time. I mean, you could argue, so the Lusitania was the reason for getting into World War One. You could say, you know, obviously World War Two, we know all about Pearl Harbor, and we know that they knew that was going to happen because they were antagonizing the Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that.
It was a terrible film, too.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if we're just going to move through them, we'll talk about them.
Ben
but
Affleck.
Then the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which got into Vietnam, and we all know that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was a false flag. So then why wouldn't you think that 9/11 was a false flag, you know? But we could talk a bit about Pearl Harbor because they knew that was going to happen, didn't they?
Actually, I was going to say, the one year that I went to college, it was either my midterm or my final history. I chose to wrote about how Pearl Harbor was a conspiracy. Like that was my final paper in history.
Nice.
I got like an A on it. The teacher was, well, he was crazy. He was crazy as shit.
He gave me an A. He was mentally insane.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't say yourself any favors here, James.
It's okay. Oh, yeah. Anybody who would have given him an A for
anything in college would have been crazy.
No. You're going to give him a complex, Mike. Just leave him alone.
This man was one time given the assignment to make a comparison and contrasting two different things. In college, he chose apples and oranges.
I'm a smart ass.
Well, you know what? That makes sense.
That's he failed
what everybody
that.
Says.
His professor wrote F, like F minus on his paper and wrote, "This is a college course." Yeah. In big red ink all over it.
If I don't like what I'm doing, I'm not really going to try, and I'm just going to be a jackass, so.
That's okay.
There's a reason I only went a year.
That's okay. That aside, James, we were actually talking about Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor, yeah, yeah. Go.
So, yeah, it was, he wanted to get in the war so bad to help his buddy out.
Yeah, who, Roosevelt?
Yeah, he wanted to help out Churchill so bad.
He advocated a war against Germany and finally found his opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
And none of the Navy's big three aircraft carriers were even in port that day. Amazing, huh?
Yeah. When the ships out in the middle of the ocean were like, "Hey, there's a fleet coming this way." They were like, "Ah, oh, it's a training mission. Just ignore it." You know, they're like, "Whatever, they just blow it off." And they had no choice. Like they left Pearl Harbor open. Like they did everything they could to like leave it open so it was the only possible choice for attack for Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And he did everything he could to piss Japan off. They're like, "Oh, we've got oil holdings down here somewhere." So he went and like sent people to bomb his shit. And they did everything they could to piss off Japan. Everything.
Yeah.
They had no choice.
Aye, absolutely, and you just see it. That's why it's just so easy for people who look back in history to get the false flag thing. It's just, I don't remember the exact story, but I believe the false flag thing sort of goes back to ships that would fool other ships by putting up a different flag to think they were friendly to them and then attacking them, you know, this kind of thing. I think that's as much as I know, but... There's a lot of interesting things about this, and one of the weird ones that I really... It was actually someone that came to talk to me at work that came across this, and it was, have you ever seen the weird pictures that are in Denver Airport?
That's fucking weird, because that was one of the weird conspiracies I picked to talk about. Yeah, Denver Airport is a whole freaking crazy mess.
I'm looking at it right now. It's weird as fuck.
What's that about?
It's like someone took acid and then was like, "I'm gonna write." Like it's just, it's crazy.
Straight out of a demonic hell acid trip.
Yeah,
it's really fucking weird.
What do you guys think? Why do you think that they have all this? And we'll link up to it at the bottom in the show notes. Why do you think they have this weird apocalyptic art all over their airport?
Did you see who like has credit for funding the, because it was funded outright without any like debt to the Denver people, and it was, who was it, the New World Airport Commission paid for it.
The New World Airport Commission, is that
which
thing?
Which does not exist, by the way. There's no such thing as a New World Airport Commission.
So what is it? I don't get it.
I was reading about it, and they're like, There was like no actual need to have a second airport. Denver was fine with the Denver airport.
I think we are gonna use one of these pictures as the picture for the show.
Is there not something about? Are they not something they built a railway under it, and people thought that the railway underneath was to lead to some kind of lair or something? I heard someone talking about that.
Very people in and out, like it was supposed to be, because like. Apparently, the size of the land used for the airport is like several times bigger than the airport. Huh. With no reasoning, they're like, "We gotta have all this land," and they built a tiny airport. This creepy as shit, and there are people that like it's an underground bunker is the theory that is why it's so big.
This is really really fucked up. This is in Denver, did you say?
Yeah,
in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah. That's yeah. Nice, yeah.
Well,
that's
the they're smoking a lot of pot over there, so that's probably what's happened.
That's what you're hoping is what happened. You're hoping there's no secret underground tunnel that you're not a part of.
Yeah, because if
there's a secret underground series of tunnels and giant chambers where they have satanic rituals and try to open portals to the other side.
Oh, okay. Didn't
actually really creep.
That's
did you guys hear about
it.
That? It was a couple years ago. That guy shot up the Batman movie theater in Denver.
That was Aurora.
Yeah.
Well, it's in Colorado. Sure.
I know Aurora is not Denver.
It's close enough.
Yeah,
the guy went to Denver University.
Yeah.
Anyway. And I remember, like, there was a bunch of conspiracy theories going around that, and then one of the ones I dug into, I was like, I gotta stop going down this, because it's a rabbit hole that's gonna lead to insanity.
Yeah.
The guy's college mentor guy, he was involved in the 1970s in, like, the MK Ultra program for, like, brain control in Colorado.
Huh.
Wow.
It was just such a weird, I'm like, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, your mentor in college used to work on brain control technologies for the government in the 70s, and you snap out and go against your personality that everyone knows you to have and kill a bunch of people for no reason whatsoever.
Has that guy ever said what reason he killed them for? Has he ever spoken out? I've
never heard anything about it, no.
Yeah, I actually haven't heard anything about it since then. It was just... Joker.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The thing Joker's is, though, I mean, the Joker never used any guns. The Joker never, if he really was inspired by the Joker, you would just sort of get weird grenades.
No, you just make up cosmetics and crazy fish.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right.
Yeah, it was just weird, and I'm like, I got to stop looking into this.
Sometimes it's kind of tempting to stop looking at things like that, because the world of conspiracy theory can turn into, I don't believe anything. Well, I've actually heard people throw out things that, like,
well, that's, yeah,
are
getting
factual.
Getting back into, it kind of gets you back into nihilism, but there is all these conspiracies that have been proven to be true.
There's a really interesting coincidence that the deputy director of planning for the CIA was in Managua, Nicaragua, the day before the great Managua earthquake back in the 60s. Or back in the 80s.
What are you suggesting, sir?
How did one predict an earthquake, though?
He didn't predict it. He planned it.
No, but you can't. You can't plan an earthquake. It's metal plates in the ground, surely.
Oh, sure you can. I mean, they control the weather from some place up in Alaska.
I've heard about that place, and it's I don't know about that.
There was something.
They make satellites that can cause tectonic shifts.
It could.
I don't know about tectonic shifts, but I can say that I do know that during the Vietnam War, the U.S. military did, like, the U.S. Air Force did seed clouds to flood supply routes, Viet Cong supply routes, so that is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So they have
yeah,
done
but I just, I wonder, I think weather control for me is just a bridge too far right now for the limited knowledge I have. But
see,
if I read up, perhaps I would be more open to it.
But what we're basically talking about here is we're talking about the generation of MK Ultra, and that was something that happened. I mean, they used LSD and stuff, and even a lot of writers that we know from the sort of the 60s and stuff, you know, they'd actually done trials, you know, with, you know, MK Ultra, people like, you know, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he'd actually done government trials, you know, with it was part of MK Ultra, and then you have the book, The Men Who Stared at Goats, which I don't think the film represented at all what the book was all about, if I'm honest. But what do you guys think about that shit?
I did not read the book, but I did see the movie and was not super impressed by it. And also, if the government had ads for a program where they need people to come take acid to see what it does, I would sign up for that. Stuff.
I am in.
Yeah, hand up. You're going to pay me to take acid? Hand up.
Here my God, this reminds me. This isn't actually a conspiracy. It's actually a fact. Like, decades ago, scientists got together and made this experiment that I cannot think of a viable reason this experiment would have anything. They wanted to see what the effects massive amounts of LSD would have on an African elephant.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
They got this zoo, a zoo in Los Angeles, to volunteer their prize elephant for this thing. They fed this elephant massive amounts of LSD. It went crazy for 5 minutes and then dropped dead of a heart attack.
Aww. Yeah. Can imagine.
All right,
what kills me is 10 years later, that same zoo let them do the experiment again with a different elephant.
What dumb sons of
But this time they just put the LSD in its water supply instead of feeding it to it directly.
Oh.
It didn't die this time, but it did trip out.
Nice.
Right.
You ever seen an elephant try to jump?
No. I don't want to.
They did that day.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
They actually got to witness like a several ton elephant trying to hop around. That's not good. They can break stuff.
That's crazy. That's just a crazy sort of.
Dan has this book and it's been sitting on our shelf for a few years. And
well,
it's...
actually, I disagree with a lot of it because it's one of those kind of. For dummies sort of book. And I thought I'd get it because.
It was funny.
And I've talked to you guys before about how I was in the OTO and that. And, you know, they talk about that and they're just. It's pretty much bullshit from start to finish. But recently, I heard a podcast that will remain nameless. And. And people were talking about how the Earth is flat. So, guys, is the Earth flat?
Fuck no.
Are you sure? How do you know?
Oh my god!
Are you on the payroll,
Jim? Well, let's see. There's angles of it from every. There's pictures of it from every possible angle taken by numerous satellites. Not to mention the fact that people have actually gone up in ships and seen it from space, orbiting it from all the way around.
I mean. Even on the super low budget, there's a video that I like where some guys got a giant weather balloon and an iPhone and sent it up into orbit.
I saw it showed
the curvature of the Earth.
It's awesome. And it proves it. It does.
Yeah.
People have flown all the way around it before. Mm-hmm. And not recently either. Lindbergh and Earhart both did that.
That's just your illusion, James and Mike. You don't realize that it's actually a large disc.
It's like a DVD, guys. It's like a CD or a DVD. It's a disc.
The Earth is not flat. It's actually an upside-down bowl sitting on the backs of two elephants that are in turn standing on the back of a giant turtle.
Yes, that's what the world is.
Because the fact is, how can gravity possibly exist?
Yeah. Okay. Too silly. No. This flat Earth theory is such a load of shit. And
I'm surprised it's come back up.
Do you know what? It's not even really. It was on one podcast or video cast, whatever you want to call it.
Well, see, we can just talk more broadly. It's just people then see when you challenge something like this, something which seems intuitive to us. They start throwing all this stuff of, oh, well, when people said this and that, they thought they were crazy, but it turned out to be true, and you're just not expanding your mind. And I think that's just a kind of
mind is well expanded, and it's bullshit.
Yeah, that's just the kind of it's almost like, I don't know what the fallacy is, but I know it's a fallacy. It's making you feel like you're not thinking enough, as if you can't see this big picture that is the flat Earth that's right in front of you. Do you know what I mean?
For me, it's just this guy. From what I heard, from what this guy, the flat Earth theory person, was saying, he didn't have any evidence. It was just what he had seen. And what he had...
Well, one of the things I
heard... Let me guess. He walked up to the coastline, looked out at the ocean, and was like, see, there's an edge right there.
Like, and there was someone the Truman that Show that ends at some point.
He said the sun and the moon are the same size because, you know, you could see that.
I can see them.
It's like, not that one of them's massively bigger and much further away. Yeah, that's not true at all.
That's not a thing.
It's motherfuckers like that that make me want to break the non-aggression principle and just break their teeth out. Like, you're being stupid for no reason. Stop it.
Wait a minute. He believes they're the same size because they look the same size from where he's standing.
Yes.
So does that mean that your average Volkswagen Beetle is larger than the sun?
I know.
Well said, Mike. Well said. And we're not naming names because we don't.
Can I just go back and say something? You know, you were saying about the NAP... I'm going to come out and say this. I don't think NAP should be treated like, I think it's a good thing to go by. But if
like
someone
a framework,
crossed,
but like, if it's not gospel line, for us. We've said that, you know,
no,
it's not
gospel. If somebody sort of, insinuated something to me that was offensive in a way and I was, incredibly offended, yeah, I would probably hit them in the face. And if that makes me not a real libertarian, then I'm not a real libertarian by that standard then. But, you know, it's just funny how some people really treat it as an absolute, like, law.
It's not. Yeah, I'm not a pacifist by any means. Like,
no,
you're a violent hippie.
Yeah, oh my god. I've had people call
me a violent
hippie. Yeah, we had one guy comment on the show one time saying that James... He ain't no damn anarchist. He's just a violent hippie.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I like that term. It'd be on my business card if I had one.
I like that term too.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys ever see Michael Dean's Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle DVD, which
I actually haven't, just because I have no reason to.
You can't own guns. It doesn't make sense to.
It just depresses us. Although I will say, Guns, Weed, The Road to Freedom is good.
Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, or Guns and Weed, The Road to Anarchy, or I think whatever is being called now.
Guns, Weed, and Anarchy, The Road to Freedom, I think, is the revised title.
Michael Dean's.
It was good. I liked that one.
Yeah, I really liked it, yeah.
Katie was madly in love with the funny conservative girl who had the gun.
No, she was blonde and she had a gun. It was nice. I was just saying. It was nice. You don't need to like bring it up to everybody we talk to.
Yeah. I would say, in that, Michael Dean tried to say there is a version 2.0 to the Non-Aggression Principle, which is not... So my paraphrasing is like, don't give shit, but don't take shit either. So like, if someone's going to aggress upon you... You know, aggress back at that point. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think you would always say to someone, you're crossing a line right now, and if you do not take that back or apologize or leave right now, I will get physical with you. And if they at that point then continue to aggravate you, I would say you're well within your rights. I just usually would say to someone at a very early point, you're pissing me off, leave now. Or it's going to get physical.
Although I think...
Shut your mouth.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Which in America would automatically escalate to violence right there.
The thing about it is, the whole thing about anarchy, voluntarism, or whatever the hell you want to call it, the whole thing about it is freedom. And if you then input this automatic barrier on yourself... You're then just violating the whole thing, surely. So I don't put any absolutes in my beliefs. I just say, look, I take things as they come, but I follow a basic framework of not aggression.
That almost like that's one of my big issues with a lot of freedom people is that they pick someone that has a doctrine they like. And I never even like watched any of his videos or anything about him, but the Stephen Molyneux guy, like there were so many psychopaths up his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like we gotta do what he says because he's our fucking god of libertarianism, anarchy. Mm. Whereas, like, I think to really be an anarchist libertarian, you gotta figure this shit out on your own. Yeah. This is what works for me. This is my freedom.
It's an individual.
I don't read things on libertarianism. I just like, hey, I want to be free, so this is how I'm gonna act to be free. Yeah. I don't.
No, exactly. I think that that's the way it should be done. Personally, for me, it's an individualistic sort of mindset to have. And it is sort of like herding cats, getting a bunch of individuals together.
But then here's my question. So we're talking about libertarianism, right?
Well,
but then why is there such a split? Because, I mean, I'm sure... I'm sure you guys have noticed that there's a lot of libertarians who are like really kind of, who have podcasts and things, who are really pro-conspiracy theory. And then there's a lot of sort of libertarians who are kind of completely like no conspiracy theory on the skeptic side. And then there's kind of us who are in the middle. Have you kind of seen that? There's like, and some people try and make a point that we don't push conspiracy theories because like they don't want to be related to someone like Alex Jones or something like that.
Yeah.
Not that we have anything against Alex Jones, per se.
I'm just saying some people just don't want to be compared to him.
There is a big... I mean, I don't... I've seen so many different like little groups in the whole freedom movement that... I mean, I know people... Like, I mentioned I was going to do a podcast with you guys on conspiracy theories, and I had a girl just like rant about hating conspiracy theories, and I'm like, well, some are funny, and she was like, no, they're all dumb, and I'm like, whatever. I'm like, you know, I when I was younger, like in my teenage years, I used to be like really big into conspiracy theories, but the whole lack of any evidence to really prove anything, like I just was like, ah, fuck it, you know, whatever. It's some of them are funny and amusing, but I'm not going down the conspiracy theory road where like, you know, you live in a box like on pizza boxes and, you know, fucking look at conspiracy theories all day. They're fun, but that's the end of that.
Now, have any of you actually heard the YouTube podcasting conspiracy theory?
No.
This is one I actually came across recently. There is a conspiracy theory going around that podcasters and the YouTube people, the people that make Vines a lot.
It's fun as fuck, but it doesn't pay any money. But that's fine. Yeah. We survive. We survive on donations.
No, I know. We know some people who went into podcasting and thought it would make them a lot of money very quickly, and we were like, "Nope, do it as a hobby.
Nope,
do it as a hobby and see what happens. That's the only way to do it."
Yep. But no, I want to get back to conspiracy.
What about some of the moon stuff, right? Because I don't. Right. Okay. So I think it's obvious that people went to the moon, and I don't buy that they never went to the moon thing. I don't buy that. And then we did a whole podcast where we talked about these people that said the striking evidence of structures on the moon, but it was like these grainy, weird photographs, and they were said we should be really worried about the alien bases on the moon. Have you? What do you think about the whole moon stuff? Because there's even some people that say the moon doesn't exist. So like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's crazy. So what is your position on the moon?
Do you believe in the moon?
I actually believe in the moon, and I like, I really like the moon. Like, I can see how, like, our ancient ancestors worshiped the moon. Like, it has, like, a good draw for me. I'm like, you know, I'll go stand and look at the moon. And then if anyone's like, you know what, the moon's fake, I think I would punch their teeth out. Yeah, I mean, I'd be like, you dumb son of a bitch, the moon is not fake.
I mean, dude, it has to be fake. That's why you always see the exact same angle of it.
Yeah, okay.
That's you only see the one side of it. It's just a gigantic big thing. There's no other side to the moon. It's flat.
That,
so you get this theories mixed up. It's not the Earth that's flat, it's the moon that's flat.
It's, I don't know. And also, like, I have a lot of, like, pent-up aggression. Like, I'm pretty sure when I was in fifth grade, I was given the promise, you know, we're going to have a lunar base in, like, 10 years. We don't have a damn lunar base. Still no fucking lunar base. No hotels on the moon.
Well, it's because you can't build a lunar base on what's essentially a giant billboard.
It's a big fucking rock, but like, I still blame government. I blame government for the fact that we don't have hover cars right now. I sincerely believe if we had a free market system, we might have hover cars instead. If we were talking earlier about like bombing countries so we could steal their oil, we wouldn't have to worry about oil.
Yeah.
Well, speaking as somebody who used to be a professional delivery driver, we don't need fucking hover cars. The people that I've seen on the roads can barely fucking drive without
cars. I mean, so even a step down from flying cars, why don't they drive themselves yet? I'd rather play Candy Crush driving to work.
No, oh, wait, James. Wait, Katie has got
Dan,
a good objection
to this. Calm yourself. Yes, I'm raising my hand. Yeah, my problem with this is with the whole idea of cars that drive themselves. If you are wanted at any point by, if you haven't paid a bill, or if you're maybe late with something, or maybe social services doesn't like something about you, they could reroute your car take you to the nearest police station. They could lock you in your car.
Report.
They could, what?
Minority Report.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, they could reroute you. So I actually, most of my dreams involve me in a car with no driver. That's weird, and I welcome anybody to want to interpret that, because I'm too lazy to Google it. So if anybody wants to do it for me, let me know. So it's usually me in a car with no driver. And that's weird, but it scares me, because if that really did happen, I honestly think that your car could get rerouted. I don't like see all this smart stuff. Like, we don't have a smart meter. We don't have a smart TV. I don't even have a smartphone. My phone is retarded. My phone is from like 2004.
Wow. Yeah, because that's the Internet of Things that they're trying to basically
integrate.
Build up,
they want to,
which
like,
is interesting. But like,
streamline.
But then there's the other argument that, like, think of how many, like, you know, you would eliminate drunk driving, you'd eliminate deaths with cars that drove themselves. So
who programs
yeah, exactly,
the car?
Exactly.
GPS
that's
isn't
the
perfect
whole problem.
Because things change.
It'd be
all
Google,
the time.
Yeah.
Probably would, wouldn't it?
Do home Google and the car drive you home.
But then what do you think?
Google driving my car home. Have
I
you
don't
seen
trust,
some of the shit
yeah,
that
I don't
pops
trust,
up when
yeah.
you just put in the wrong things?
Google, take me home. Takes you to a whorehouse.
It used to be that if you typed in the words into Google, I am very, one of the top three results was afraid of Chinese people.
Oh my God, what? Who would be afraid of Chinese people? They're an incredibly timid race. Is that racist? Is that racist? No, I'm just saying they're quite small people. Like,
Chinese
not,
people
like,
I know are very nice.
Yes, all the Chinese people I've ever met are quite pleasant.
Oh my god. The top results at the moment have me, I am very lonely, tired in Spanish, smart, very lonely lyrics, and super famous.
I am very super
famous.
I am all of
those things. I am, i.e. not famous.
Right, I'm going to type it in right now.
Right, we're typing into Google. I am very bothered.
I am very excited and French is the second thing. And then it's disappointed, smart, depressed, bored, tired, well in French, and much looking forward, and then happy in French. What's with all
so
the French,
a lot of French
shit that
going
comes
about,
up?
I think French exams are afoot. And I wish everybody doing their French exams a lot of luck.
Oh, fuck off.
Well done. Tell me to fuck off, sir. This podcast is 50% mine. Right.
50%.
What's next on the agenda, Dan?
I don't even know, man.
Conspiracy. We're talking about conspiracy. Do we have any other theories that we want to throw around? Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say...
go ahead.
So, for a while, I got super obsessed with the ridiculous, I think, History Channel here show, Ancient Aliens, which was how aliens influenced all of our past. And my favorite one from it was that the ancient people from India had nuclear weapons. Like, there was all sorts of evidence. Like, there was murals of people, like, blowing up stuff, and there's mushroom clouds, and they're like... You know, no one knew what a mushroom cloud was until, you know, the 40s, 50s. And there was, like, nuclear waste residue in areas where there were supposed to have been these bombs that only could have happened from, you know, A-bombs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so crazy and so...
Aliens. I'll tell you why that's crazy and why it's not crazy at the same time. For a start, it's kind of... I wrote an article, people can see it on my website, and it was called Creationists, Apes, and Aliens. And I was basically, you know, kind of... I was going through all this kind of stuff. Now, there is a theory of panspermia. And the theory of panspermia is the idea, as I understand it, that, like, meteors crashing into the Earth contain bacteria that are over, like, millions of years germinated and eventually created life. That's a valid theory. However, there are some people going about saying that, like, an alien craft came down and saw Neanderthal man and... for some reason, some way, gave them consciousness.
I'll get crucified for the stuff I want to say about it.
I'm one of those guys, and I've actually, you know, like, I've read through the Bible and stuff, and I'm not a Christian, but, like, I don't think it was meant to be taken literally at all, like, in any way, shape, or form. I think there's, especially in the Old Testament, or what you might call the Hebrew Bible, there's, like, Kabbalistic meanings and things like that. I don't think the Bible was supposed to be taken literally, personally, just from my research. Mm-hmm. I think it was symbolic.
No.
But like,
now, the idea of Christian literalism is a relatively new one over like the past 100 years or so. I mean, because even back in the 15th and 16th century, nobody took everything the Bible said literally.
No, there you go.
But I find you do get some people these days who do, though.
I mean, I've met a couple people who do.
Well, there's over 7 billion people on the world, so the population of idiots is at all-time high.
Did you guys see the documentary Religious with Bill Maher?
That's one of my favorite documentaries, Religious.
Yeah, we have somewhere here in America, and I can't remember where it's at. There's a museum that shows humans riding on dinosaurs.
Kentucky.
The Bible says it actually happened, and I'm
dude, it's within 2 hours museum? Of where we are now.
Well, see, we visited Florida.
There was one in Florida as well. Yeah, it was the Museum of Creationism.
Yeah.
There's one in Orlando, because we were in Orlando. We saw it. Yeah. There was, like, one of these.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. We actually saw it.
We didn't go in, we just saw it.
I think there is a Christian theme park in Orlando where this dude dresses like Jesus.
No, there is. But like, we didn't go because I don't care for that.
No.
That just sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it's like Jerusalem land or something like that. I don't know.
The Holy Land. It's weird.
I'd go pick up those girls because, you know, they're all...
They're all what?
They're all what, James? Tell us.
What does that mean?
I'll just see your horny ass busting up in there. Where's the Virgin Mary?
Come on now. If they're dumb enough to believe that humans rode dinosaurs, I'm going to tell them they got Holy Ghost in their clothes. Take them off.
No.
Let me fill you with the spirit, chick. Ooh, the spirit's sticky, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, scary oh, vision.
We broke the internet.
Much,
it's over.
Too much.
Yep, we're
too
going
much.
To, yeah, I'm
going to hell.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's all right.
Well, we'll all hang out together.
Did you know that hell is actually located on Mars?
Yeah. Oh,
that was an old conspiracy I heard from the 80s that hell was found on Mars.
I would say.
It's all red and shit, so why not?
Why not? I would say if anybody listening to this is interested in any of the stuff we talked about, it will all be linked up at the bottom of the show. There's a lot of conspiracies out there. Don't write them off. Don't write them off.
I think
do
we're going to have
research.
To do more of this.
If anybody
you know...
out there is listening to this and is interested in the stuff we've been talking about, they've been rocking the gonge this whole episode.
Probably. Yeah.
But then we
something.
Respect them for that, Mick.
That is
oh,
your right.
God, yeah.
That is your right to do that.
If only we can send that through the...
Through
the
waves,
internet
yeah.
waves, like we could literally what? Like pass it through the interwebs.
What, like pot smoke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I've always said that's the key to world theory: is if you get the entire planet high at the exact same time, world peace.
You know what? I'm gonna devote
yeah,
my life
for like
to,
5 minutes, the and then like someone will take a freaky.
Of course, then we'll run out of Doritos in like 15 minutes. Too.
And nobody's around. Everybody's too high.
Everyone will work for Domino's and
high
shit.
Apocalypse.
Was that not one of the Bill Hicks things he said? Can you imagine that peaceful world of just Domino's trucks passing each
yeah,
other on
yeah,
the
yeah.
freeway?
Oh, God.
No, seriously, I've never. I tell you what, alcohol. Me mean alcohol. No, no. Me and ganja. Yes, yes.
Alcohol regresses you to a kind of more sort of...
I turn into a nightmare think... when I'm drunk. No, seriously, after a few glasses of wine, I'm like a screaming banshee. I remember being in a hotel with Dan in Ireland, like me screaming things like because I'd had a few drinks. And I'm
Katie
standing...
doesn't handle her
no,
drink.
I'm
like, wow, yeah. I've got
should
some doozies
we do,
myself.
You know, we should maybe do a show, a lighthearted show.
Yeah.
About our stories.
If you tell us that if we all talk about the nicer ones and not yeah. the depressing ones.
Let's not talk about the really, you know,
let's
the low
talk
points.
About the good ones
let's
and
talk
not
about the good times, guys. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I was like there was a time at Mike's house where I drank a bottle and a half of rum.
Yeah.
The rum night. That no. was a bad night.
Oh, yeah, you finished off a whole bottle of rum by yourself and started a second one.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, they should have stopped me, like, on the first bottle yeah. of Sailor Jerry's rum, my preferred
oh,
rum.
Right.
Oh, there was no stopping you from drinking that.
I've got some stories for y'all for next time, definitely. I think I'm looking at Dan, and he's probably looking at me going, don't tell that one.
You can tell some
I'll
of them, but
tell
don't
that.
Tell all of them.
No, I won't tell all of them.
The Dazed and Confused episode.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Right. The
See,
next
every time
we'll
we always figure out what the next
the
one is.
It's the Dazed and Confused episode. And we're going to talk
right,
about
Scotland's rule. Yeah. Why do you think we make up shit like Loch Ness Monsters and the Unicorns, the National Anthem?
Oh my God.
The National Anthem, the Unicorns, the National Animal. Did
men
you really think
skirts,
this was a real
ginger
place?
Ginger people. I mean, did you think these
did
were
you think
real
that
things?
Was real? Like, come on.
You literally just broke my heart, Dan. You broke
no,
my heart.
Okay,
Scotland
no,
is
James.
A conspiracy, James, damn
James,
it.
James, I promise you it exists.
Oh, we're not supposed to be recorded right now?
Oh, no.
Oh, my
no,
God.
I promise you, Scotland is wonderful. It exists, and it's beautiful, and it's full of...
Do you just want to reassure everybody?
Yeah, I
want to
reassure everybody. Scotland's awesome.
No,
I was walking around
all kidding country. Aside, I can... I've been known to fake accents myself quite a few times, and I can... Fake probably an insulting Scottish accent. Can you fake an American? Can either one of you like fake an American accent?
Well, Katie's actually from Vancouver, so she can speak in a Canadian accent.
That,
I can't.
North Americanish.
I can't do accents. I'm not. I even struggle at English and Irish accents, considering I have family members from those countries. I struggle at them, so I've been people have tried to get me to do American accents, and I can't do it. I just can't.
No.
Because to be perfectly honest, anytime I'm talking to anybody with any kind of accent, American, foreign, whatever, after a while, I have to forcibly stop myself from mimicking their accent.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the same. I've
this whole
yeah.
episode, I've been sitting here trying not to talk like this the entire time.
You sound more Irish, man.
I know. I'm Scottish.
You really do.
I do. I'm just, I'm just ootin' a boot.
Now you're Canadian, right?
Well, oil, beef, hooked real fast. That'll give you an accent.
Whale, oil, beef, hooked.
Well, I'll be fucked.
Aye, it's the Irish thing. I'll be fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that.
I'll be fucked. Okay, right, okay. On that
I'll actually
note,
tell you just one.
I'm done that bombshell.
No, we're done. Nothing.
Right.
No more mad stories.
No more. No more. No more for tonight.
Aw.
James Burnett, Mike Geisey. Do you guys want to talk about anything? Do you want to talk about survivalpunk.com or anything else you guys want to talk
about?
Yeah,
tell us if people can find you.
Yeah, stay tuned on CouchPotatoMike.com for upcoming episodes of both Couch Potato Mike Explains It All, which I am now officially inviting Dan and Katie Green onto anytime they want to come on, and upcoming episodes of The Real Sonic Screwball.
Okay. Which would be interesting since they've, I don't think, ever seen Doctor Who. But they could, you know, talk, you know, just talk just random stuff.
No, we're not Doctor Who fans, I've got to be honest.
No, but I mean, I can talk about other things. Just
that's breaking my heart.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mike, I apologize.
They probably didn't get the reference when I called them Amy and Rory at the beginning of the show.
No, I was like, they won't get
that. No, I just thought you'd had a temporary lapse in your memory and just
temporary lapse. Yeah,
that's our name. That's fine.
I just assumed it was a reference that I didn't get. You were right. That people don't get all the time.
Yeah, I don't get references a lot. Okay, all right. I'm restoring order.
Yeah. So
I feel like I'm losing the room.
Okay. Keep telling us about where we can find you.
Tell us about where we can find you.
Smilepunk.com,
and Couch Potato Mike.
And Couch Potato and
CouchPotatoMike.com.
And soon to be NutritionPunk.com. Yeah, I felt I was like pissing off half my audience, like, cause I'd go through phases where I'm like, this week I want to talk about survival. Next week, like, fuck survival, I want to talk about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So I just split them. Survival Punk is now only survival, and Nutrition Punk is going to be only about nutrition and whatnot. So
yeah, we're actually going to be rolling out the new podcast too at some point, the Nutrition Punk podcast.
Yeah, awesome.
Starring the Nutrition Punk himself, James Burnett, and me, Sweet Potato Mike.
Sweet Potato Mike.
Nice.
Yeah, and I would be doing a disservice if I didn't say, get two microphones and a fucking mixer, you bastards.
Yeah, we know. The budget for the show right now is
I'll help you.
We have no budget.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Too much, but
we
love it. We've already sketched out the next show.
We've spent like
so
half
many
the
other
show talking
weird
about the
conspiracies
next one.
That we could have gone into.
Most popular episode ever will be the next one. It'll go viral on the internet.
Probably.
There'll be a movie made about that one podcast episode.
I wonder who will play you, Dan.
Guess the optimist in the room.
Don't ever say that. The last time somebody made a movie about one episode of a podcast, Kevin Smith released Tusk.
God damn it. That piece of shit.
And on that
I invite you two to find a copy of that, watch that movie, and then cuss me out about making you watch it.
Okay, I've not seen it, but you're getting it after I've seen it.
Right, okay.
Oh my god. Dan's going to literally fly over here just to kick your ass for it.
For wasting
mail him my copy. Don't send it back.
I'm coming for you, Casey.
Actually, wait. Yeah, we will mail you. We will mail you Mike's copy of Tusk.
Would it work on DVD players over there, though?
I don't
know. Watch it on your laptop.
I can download it. I can download it, guys.
Katie will get it. Don't worry.
We're going to sign it and send it to you.
Yeah, just however you get it, do not pay any money for it. Bootleg it illegally somehow. But yeah,
I plan
to. Watch it once and then cuss me for the rest of your lives while you're trying to forget it.
All right. I look forward to doing that. Okay.
Me too.
Okay, so.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap this motherfucker up. All righty.
Somehow.
No, I think this has been a good show. Conspiracy is a fun thing to talk about. And conspiracy theories, I think, get a bad rap. A lot of people brush them off. And people shouldn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's two extremes. Like people that completely deny them whatsoever, and then people that are like, they go to the crazy extreme.
The wackadoodles?
Yeah, where it's like, probably the truth is somewhere in the middle, but everyone's like, either fuck it one way or the other.
Exactly. Some X-Files back there. I like it.
Like
that. All right.
Okay.
So, for more libertarian podcast ratings and news from Dan and I, you can go to greeningitpodcast.com or .co.uk.
Yeah, James and Mike, guys, thanks so much for coming back on the show, and we are definitely doing it again.
And just to let you know, I've still been plugging your show on our show because of the things I requested you do on that one episode.
The thing, what? I didn't understand that question.
I gave him a bunch of quotes to say with his Scottish ass accent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember now. Okay.
And
yeah, you've got,
I kind of do it.
I kind of do it.
Yeah, I said I'd plug your show on our show five weeks in a row. We got one left.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, thank you.
That's great, guys.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and we'll talk to you again next time.